Our scripture reading this morning was from Matthew chapter 12. Turn to Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12, 50 verses in Matthew 12, and I really wanted to read the whole thing, but we started at 22, and I'm going to start right now at verse 25. Because Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. The title, I guess if I had a word to say about the message that I have today is be filled. It's be filled. Now, when I was thinking of a title, the title would be The Peril. You know what peril means? Danger, yes. The peril or the danger of the emptiness. The danger of the emptiness. A friend of mine said to me, a sister in the Lord, said to me not long ago, that she felt that she had been seeking and seeking and seeking and knew that inside there was just this missing piece. You know, this emptiness, as it were. Something just wasn't clicking. And all of a sudden, in a moment, just received this download of the love of God. So that was it. Pastor, I can't even explain to you in words. She tried. I know exactly what was going on. I can't even explain to you in words what happened. I can't even explain to you what it feels like. But I know that I'm there.
Amen.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
You've heard me say many times that when you're delivered, you know you're delivered. When you're delivered, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because people have said to me, I've heard you say that so many times, but I never really understood what it meant until I was delivered. And I know. See, if you're not sure that you're delivered, you're probably not. You're probably not. You know, as a pastor, I try to do a lot of listening. I know part of my responsibility is to do some talking, but I try to do some listening, you know? Because in listening, you can kind of hear, you know, where people are at. You understand what I'm saying? When you're listening, you can hear. Because Jesus said, right here, he said, out of the abundance of the heart of my soul. Jesus said that a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, will produce good things. Jesus said, an evil man, out of whatever the evil that's going on in his heart, all he can produce. Jesus said that. Jesus went on to say, another time, you know, just listen to what Jesus said. All he
answers are right there.
Jesus said, if the light that be in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? If the light that be in you is darkness. A lot of things Jesus said was some puzzling kind of things. Like, how could the light that's in you be dark? Light is dark. Without a dark light. Discussion in Matthew chapter 12. You know, I sometimes find my verse, but I always have to go, okay, what happened before that? What happened before that? What happened before that? I go back and find myself reading like 2-3 chapters in order to get to my verse, because it's like, it's all germane, you know? Then what happened after that? I really love it when a door opens, as it were, you know. A door opens, and when you step through that door, then like you just see everything differently. Yeah. Right? Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this door opened. Be filled. Be filled. This door opened. My wife, you know, sometimes wherever I am, I close the door, because sometimes I just sit there. Bible open, I got my pen, I got my little book or paper or something. I just sit there. And I might read, and I just sit there. Just sit there. The phone. Mm-hmm. That's why I like my 5 o'clock in the morning, because you know, the phone. My wife's normally asleep, you know. Sometimes she's out, but normally she's asleep. And I could just sit there and wait, you know. I got all the time in the world, Lord. And you ain't on no time. But I am. and wait. And the door opens. And so, can you just walk with me here?
Yeah.
And so the door opened. Be filled. And so I just walked through the door. Be filled. And then everything else that I read. Everything else that I read, I'm seeing through the filter of be filled.
Yes.
Everything else. Be filled. So now, all of a sudden, all of these scriptures start coming to my mind. Of course, the first one. Filled and full. You know, I mean, I'm just working it, you know. I'm working it, okay? So, okay, now, you know, all the roots of all them is the same. So, filled and full. Bible talks about full of joy. Talks about full of peace. Talks about full of blessing. Mm-hmm. Now, I went and did a bouillon search on fill or capital O-R. You know how to do a bouillon search? I've told you before. You know how to do a search? You go into your Bible software, whatever, dictionary, dictionary, Bible software, or online, or whatever. And you type fill in small letters, capital O-R, filled, capital O-R, full. See? That way, your search will yield any scripture anywhere that has fill in it, filled, or full. That might be like 1,300, you know, it might be, you know, whatever words you're searching. You know, you could also do a search where it has a word and another word, a capital A and D. This is my most successful way of mining the word. You know, when I want to know the word of God on a certain subject, this is how I generally do it. Sometimes I print it out and it's like 27 pages, you know. Because I will sit there and go through line by line, page by page, and pull it all together. When I did this, on Phil 4, I found a whole bunch of them that were being... Then I found a whole bunch of them about people being filled with wickedness and filled with iniquity and filled with unrighteousness. I don't want that. I can make a note of them. They are germane to my soul. And so, in order to know the heart of God for me, I search out the Word.
Amen.
Search out the Word. What is God saying to me? He wants me to be full. You know, God, you know, I'm through this portal now. I'm through this portal. And sometimes I'm just sitting there, feeding the fire. Everybody was full. A snack to start with, and everybody was full. Not only was everybody full, but they had 12 baskets full when they got finished. God doesn't do anything piecemeal.
No, he doesn't.
Not piecemeal, not part way, not halfway. God don't do little bits. He don't do little bits. Insignificant, insufficient. That's not God. He is the God of abundance.
Yes.
He's a God of provision.
Yes.
And one of his names is provision.
Yes.
I could talk Hebrew, but we're in English.
Okay.
One of his names is provider.
Mm-hmm.
Be full.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the greatest dangers that we have in the church is people coming to church to get a little bit. Little bit. little bit. Don't let them people take too much of your time. They just want to be a little bit involved. Partway. Somewhat. God desires to give you His all.
Yes.
That's His desire. To fill you full, to overflowing and running over. That's what He wants to do.
Yes.
He wants to pour, let it rain, let it rain. We would just sing, let it rain.
Yes.
Rain down on us, rain down on us. And we're calling for God to do what He earnestly desires to do. God requires you all.
Amen.
He requires all. He ain't no partway God, and He ain't looking for no partway children.
Amen. Say that.
Amen. We fail. We fail. Because we fail in the fullness. Fail in the fullness. The people was having a wedding. Mm-hmm. They already had something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Ran out. And they got Jesus involved. You get Jesus involved, you get the best.
Yeah. Always. Always.
When you get Jesus involved, you get the best. First miracle. So I'm bringing my best. At a wedding. I'm one of the ones up and they didn't order enough, whatever it was. People was drinking too much. I don't know what the problem was, but Jesus said, I'm worried. I'll fix it. I'll fix it. They ended up with the best. You got a water pot.
Thank God.
Your heart is a water pot.
Yes.
Out of the, you want to know where you are in fullness, listen to while you're speaking. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart. God wants you to be full. He wants you to be full. He's not make-believe God. He's not a part-time God. He's not an insufficient God. He wants you to be filled with the Spirit. He wants you to be full of joy. He wants you to be full of blessing, even full of wisdom, so that you know what to do.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:19 says, be filled with all the fullness of God. Be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yes.
Some of us get filled in one area, but we're lacking in others.
Amen.
To be filled with all of the fullness of God.
Yes.
Prosperity. Yes. When we talk about prosperity, we talk about abundance. But some of us limit prosperity to money.
Oh.
We think prosperity is money, and when you understand kingdom, prosperity is not money. A lot of money given to the wrong person could be dangerous.
Yes.
You're not ready for money
You know, imagine a person getting off drugs and all of a sudden they come into a lot of money. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Very
dangerous.
People that are working with that situation, they tell them, let somebody else in on how you're spending your money. That's accountability. Let somebody else in on it. You got an extra $10, that's a hit. Is that right?
That's right.
Unaccounted for $10 is like it. Be full, all right. Be full of some spirit, but it won't be just there to die.
Oh,
I know what I'm talking about. I know. You know, a scripture, one of the scriptures that was resonating was from Psalm 23. My cup running over.
Yes.
My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I have talked to Christian people who talk as if they expect a curse. They expect a curse. So used to living in lack and depletion that the curse seems like a reasonable way to live. You know? It seems like a reasonable expectation. But the scripture says in here, Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow. When you can be full of expectation that good things are going to happen. Be full of expectation. I'm serving God. I'm not playing around. I'm not jiving. I'm serious about what I'm doing. You can expect the blessing. I expect the blessing. I expect good things to happen. Don't you? Isn't it time to expect good things?
Yes.
Amen.
I know that's right.
I moved out of the land of the curse. I moved into the blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm with you. Thank you, Lord.
I moved out of lack.
I know that's right.
Me too.
Thank you.
Into abundance.
I know
yes.
That's right.
I moved out of emptiness
yes.
into
fullness.
Fulfillment
yes.
and fullness
yes.
and overflow. And I moved out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm expecting overflow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just for me. Not just for me. See, a father, the mother that cherishes and nourishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the father, he exhorts and comforts and charges. Expectation of the blessing.
Yeah.
Be filled. Different ones of us have different situations. I know. We have battles, you know. You think about a war, there are battles on different fields. You know, different. You know, they call them, you know, war theaters. You know, there are battles in different areas, you know. And some may be up here on the hill trying to take that hill. Some may be down by the river. And some may be over here in this other valley. And some may be on another continent. So you may have different battlefields. Depending on what mission you're on, this given time, you know, the things you're dealing with may be different from the things you're dealing with right now. Right now. This stage. You know. But I expect victory.
Amen.
I charge you to victory. All of the sources, and you know, sometimes people speak as if God hasn't provided enough. You know, I mean, when I'm listening to the abundance of their heart pouring out through their mouth, they speak as if God hasn't done enough, or He ain't done it yet. I'm just waiting on God. No, we're just waiting on you. It's done. All of the power of heaven was poured out and made available so that you can be full.
Yes.
It's been provided everything you need. I charge you.
Amen.
To walk in the fullness of the power of the blessing of God in Jesus Christ. I charge you. Yes, you can do it. You. Sometimes people speak as if, well, you know, other people can, but I don't know if I can. In different areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can have it, but I... Spirit of God, then the kingdom of heaven is come unto you. Now, I want to ask you a question about this if word. Jesus says, if I cast, see, I'm the kind of person that looks stuff up. Now, which if was this? I don't know what if means. You know, like, look, if I do, I want to know. I take nothing for granted. Which if is this? Is this the objective if or the subjective if? I didn't even know there was an objective if and a subjective if until I looked it up, and I'm glad I did. Now I know.
Amen.
That's the reason why I look stuff up. Because I want to know stuff. I have responsibility as a father to exhort, to comfort, and to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Today my charge is to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, I'm looking at everything through the portal of be filled. And Jesus said that if I cast out devils by the kingdom of the Spirit of God, thank you, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of heaven is come unto you. Well, think about this. Look at our kingdom of heaven. It's within you.
Yes.
Okay? It's within you. He said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of heaven is within you. But then later on, he says that the evil spirit is out. Couldn't find no peace, couldn't find no rest. See, none of us are just like all evil. You know, it's just all purely evil. Some of us might be all righteous. Maybe. Could any of us be all righteous?
Yes.
Could we? Could we be all righteous? I want to be. Anybody want to be? I want to be. Actuality, there's something going on here. Because if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out devils, then the kingdom of God has come unto you.
Yes.
But if the devil's cast out and comes back home, it ain't finding the kingdom of God.
Oh.
You're empty.
Mm-hmm.
You're empty? How could you be empty? How could you be empty? You are a container. God desires to fill you with His Spirit so that there's no empty places. You know, as this thing progresses, I start looking at evil as emptiness. Okay? I start looking at evil as, you know, as emptiness, because, you know, because when I started to think about people that feel inadequate, people that feel unfulfilled, people that feel ashamed, people that feel weak, people that feel less than, and even people like me, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not finger pointing, I'm talking about. All of that's going on, there's an emptiness. Oh. What He's told us is He wants to fill empty places. He wants to fill it. He wants to fill it. We've got to be careful that we don't get so yoked to the passion of the emptiness. You know, we can get tied into the, we can get, you know, what should we do? What should we do? Should we kill it? No, we can't kill it. Yeah. Bring it to death at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
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 There's another step. Gotta be filled.
Yes, Lord.
Gotta be filled.
Yes.
Gotta be filled. I've known ones that have received deliverance. And it's you know, it's not a question as to whether they received deliverance. I'm not saying somebody thought they got something and didn't get nothing and then everything turned back to be the same. But I'm talking about those that have known deliverance for a season. But then end up, you know, can I give you an example, just a natural example. I know I'm talking spiritual things, but I want to give you an example out of the natural. There is a phenomena in addiction circles called the sleeping tiger. Sleeping tiger syndrome is when a person gets delivered from alcohol or drugs and they're walking in deliverance for a period of time. If they go back, is a known phenomenon. If they go back and take a drink or take a drag or whatever it is, their choice, you know, they almost just like immediately become worse than they were before. Wake that tiger up and he is ferocious. Give me all the drugs I didn't have all that time you were sober. Become worse. About a natural phenomena that has been observed by those that deal with, you know, helping people in recovery, you know.
Now, I'm not talking about the process of recovery, because the process of recovery, you know,
interesting thing to me, see, I, you know, I have history with this thing, so it's interesting to me because I parallel addiction and recovery with Christianity. I do it all the time, you know. In fact, the whole AA movement came out of people that were looking at this Bible right here for guidelines how to help people be delivered. And you look at the AA literature, it's peppered with examples right out of the Word of God.
Yes.
And so, back to the spiritual. So you can have relapse and recovery and relapse and recovery. And that's all a part of the recovery. But when you've been, you know deliverance, and you go back, Hebrews 6 talks about that. Like a dog going back to his vomit. And so if you don't get filled, if you don't allow the Spirit of God to completely fill you and engulf you with all that God has for you, then you're just open season, pray for the enemy. It's open season, you got a target on your back, and the enemy will catch up with you. You might be running through the woods wild right now, but he'll catch up with you because it's open season on you. Be filled. Ain't no make-believe Christianity. Ain't no part way. We're going to be dancing over this side in the daytime and over that side in the nighttime. No, no, no.
No. No. All in
mind. All the way.
Amen.
Are you ready for that?
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Be filled. Be filled.
Turn to Romans. I'm not even sure if you remind. Turn to Romans. I have a scripture in my mind. I think it's 15. Let's see. Romans 15. Romans 15. Are you there yet? Are we together?
Yeah.
Romans 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that's faith, right?
Yes.
That ye may abound, that's the bountifulness, right? The overflowing in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's the agent?
Woo, my gosh.
Who's the agent?
Jesus. My God, my God.
Who's the agent?
That's a good word.
God. Holy Ghost.
Through the power.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I tell you, you can try to live a Christian life. You can try. You can try to do all the do right stuff. But if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, it's all a big trial and error. Isn't that right?
Yes.
It is the Holy Ghost that is the power.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That powers us. Amen?
Amen.
That fills us. Amen?
Amen.
If I, through the Spirit of God, cast out, then the kingdom of God is coming.
Hallelujah.
By through the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Be filled. 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 Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Some more. Be filled some more. Be filled. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Hallelujah. Be filled. Amen. Receive the filling. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled. Be filled. Can't do it without it. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Amen. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Amen. Be filled. Amen. Be filled. Lord. God, be filled.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be filled.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Now the God of hope filled you.
Yes.
With all joy.
Oh,
in peace,
yes.
In believing,
yes.
That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge,
hallelujah.
And able to admonish one another.
Hallelujah.
Be filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God. Lord God, I pray. Even today, Lord God. Even today. In the name of Jesus, I command every enemy spirit in habitation right now in the house to leave in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command you to go. Go to the dry place.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And I command you to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Be filled with the Holy
Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Open vessels. Open containers.
Yes.
Fill us, Lord. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Vessels of your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Overflowing abundance, Lord God. Full of joy. Full of love.
Yes.
Full of peace.
Yes.
Full of blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill us to the abundance of God. Fill us. Cast out every evil inclination and every evil thoughts. We command you to cease in Jesus' name. We cast you down in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Evil inclinations. Generational things that have come down through the generations that are at us in this day. I command you to cease and desist your operations in this house in Jesus' name. God, by the Spirit of God, do cast out the devils, that the kingdom of God has come unto you. Kingdom. Kingdom.
Yes.
Kingdom.
Yes.
Releasing the kingdom.
Yes.
With last week's message.
Yes.
Releasing the kingdom.
Yes. Lord.
Releasing the kingdom.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Fill the empty places.
Yes.
We can release the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be filled. Be filled. Don't be satisfied. Be filled. When you're satisfied, you stop. Be filled. Be filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be filled. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. We recognize today, we recognize, Lord, that it's not just deliverance, but it's fulfillment.
Yes.
That we allow your
ability to
fill us, oh God.
Yes.
Not just deliver us, and we go right back to the same slot.
I know that's true.
Not anymore.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Fill us.
Fill us, God.
Fill us, Lord.
Fill us.
Fill us, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I
your holiness, O God. Chasing after you, O God. Fill us with your holiness. Hallelujah. Fill us, Lord. Hallelujah. We know it's what you desire. We desire it too, Lord.
Yeah.
Your beauty, part of you, O God. And hear your voice, O God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, rain down, rain down.
There must be more now, Father. There must be more now, Spirit. There must be more now, Jesus. Rain down,
say it again.
There must be more now, Father.
There must be more now,
Jesus.
Like it go. When you heard the song this morning, it said, It says deliver us. This is, and then it goes rain down. You know, there must be more. So when you're delivered, it's just as the scripture that Pastor Larry said in Matthew chapter 12. If you notice those words in red, Jesus is talking, and he said that when the demon is cast out of the man, you know, he's gone to the dry place. And so he's looking to find a new home because, see, demonic spirits cannot dwell in the earth without being in a vessel.
Amen.
It can't. They can't just roam free, like, you know, they can't. They have to have a vessel to dwell in. So they can't live. They can't survive. That's why when Jesus cast the legion of demons out of the man, they went into the, they went, oh no, they the demons asked, can they go into the swine? Because otherwise they would disintegrate. And Jesus gave them, he said, yeah, you sure you can. And then they ran right off of the cliff. You know, they ran off the cliff because they can't live. They have to have a house to live in. Or they have to have somebody to work in, somebody that they can use, they can control, you know, have dominion in, because if they can get in you, they can use you to, you know, to, you know, to
do what they do.
Yeah, do what they do, you know, and be who they are. But they can't do that without being. And so Jesus said they go to the dry place. He said, and then when they can't find nowhere to go, they come back to the house where they originally were, and they find it empty. But the song said, rain down. Yes. Pastor Larry said that our hearts were water pots.
Yes.
So you can't have the lid on your water pot. You can't put a limit on God and say, well, see, you have a lid on your water pot if you say, I can't, or woe is me. Remember you talked about, you know, I'm not good enough, you know, I'm not worthy, oh God, this, that. So you got a cap on your water.
That's the defilement.
Yeah, yes.
That's the defilement.
Yes. But he said, rain down. So hold out your water pot, and every time you hear truth, let it fill your pot.
Yes.
To the overflow. And then it, see, when Jesus asked them to fill the water pots with water, they filled them all up. And when they began to pour, wine came out.
Right.
But they filled them up with water. See? So while it was in there, while the water was in the pot, there was something that happened inside that pot. There was what? Transformation. There was a change, and then when they went to go pour it out, it was wine.
Right.
And it was the best. They had never tasted anything like it. They talked about it. They said, what is this? They were amazed. They had never tasted anything like this. Have they? They said, what if they wanted to know what it was. And where on earth did it come from? Because they had never had anything like it. Yet, they poured water into the pots. They filled the pots with water. And when they poured out, it was wine. And that's exactly, see, it wasn't just Jesus doing his first miracle. He's always teaching. He's the master teacher. He was showing us unto who we are like.
Yes.
See, when we've been delivered, when we've been saved, salvation, that word means sozo. It means complete deliverance. Spirit, soul, and body. Clean, washed. And so when we don't connect ourselves so that we can get filled, so we can be filled up with truth, we can be filled up with his anointing, with his power. He said the Holy Ghost, right? Being filled what through what? What was the vehicle? The Holy Ghost. Being filled with the Spirit of God. Being filled with all the fullness of God. Then we got all filled up. We're all filled up now. And now we're what? We minister out of our overflow. And what is it?
Hallelujah.
New wine. New wine.
Hallelujah.
Rivers and wine. Yes. Rivers. New wine. My God. ask the Lord to fill your temple. Let us stand. Your house is your temple. Ask God to fill it up. That is your constant prayer. Not with dismay or discouragement or disgruntlement or with frustration, but with the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Pastor Larry.
Praise God.
That word today.
God be the glory.
Be filled with all the fullness of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, may your word dwell in us richly.
Yes.
Dwell in us by faith. May we be filled up with you. May we spend time filling ourselves with you.
Yes, Lord.
May it be a priority.
Yes, Lord.
May it become a necessity for us. May it become our desperation to be filled.
Yes, Lord.
With all the fullness of you. May we be under the spout where your glory is coming out so you can fill us up.
Yes.
To the overflow.
Yes.
May we be completely filled even this day.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, may it rest, may it rule, and may it abide with us henceforth, now and forevermore. And all the children of God said,
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.